Mikey and Rin eating yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat. Yep.
Hey guys, welcome to Mikey and Rin's Eat In Sports Edition. This is Mad Dog Mikey.
And this is Rah Rah Rin.
Yeah.
Woo!
You went for the cheerleader version of the, you could be like Rock and Roll Rin or like Rowdy Rah Rin. Rah Rah Rin. I like it. Hey guys, welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. This is Mikey.
And this is Rin.
Yeah, and we're doing a sports edition of our show for March Madness.
God, so many people have been like, you want to get in on this March Madness team bracket?
Yeah. Me too.
I know.
I'm like, do you know how much I don't know about sports?
I know nothing.
Yeah, but
I didn't even know what... I know that March Madness is basketball.
Yeah.
Barely, I didn't know though.
You did say football a couple times.
No. I knew that it was basketball. Okay. I know that much, but I didn't know college or professional or...
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I will say of the kind of sports things, it's a thing that I could get involved with because it's like pretty short and it's like, it's like encapsulated. It's not like a whole season that I have to watch.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's just like if these people lose, then they're out. I like the fact that it's like, bye bye.
Right.
And you only have to worry about so many things. I can kind of like, my ADD brain can kind of like, I can focus on that. It's like watching Wimbledon or something, like a tournament.
So we wanted to do some food brackets.
Sure.
Things that we, as an herbalist and a chef, know a little bit about.
Yeah,
and love to talk about.
And we're going to have them go head to head.
Yeah.
So the way that we're going to do it is we're doing top three of three different categories. Mm-hmm. So we have nine mashups, if that's how math works.
Sure.
So we're going to have top three fruits, top three meats, top three treats.
Fruits, meats, and treats. Is there anything else in the world, really?
No, there isn't. And then we're going to have each position battle, and each of us are going to have to kind of like throw our weight behind our contender. If they're a different contender, they might be the same.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. Let the sports begin.
Are we starting with fruits?
I think we should start with fruits.
I like
and
it.
I think and we should start go 3-1.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Coming in at number three, Rin Dog's number three fruit.
My number three fruit is a blueberry.
Blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Hold on.
Okay. Why don't I say mine?
Great.
Okay. We have to present both of the fighters.
Yeah, great.
My number three, it's a tie.
You said blueberry?
No.
Oh.
No. It's a tie I have two.
You can't have two.
All right.
You got to pick one. There's not three teams that are going to be playing basketball.
Okay. That's true. That'd be kind of funny how that would that work. Sub your guys in and then we'll switch. We'll do a little rope-a-dope. Yeah, okay. All right. It was between watermelon and banana, but watermelon is such a, I think it's like in watermelon season, like summer season, I want it. And bananas, I feel like are a year-round fruit, even though
they're not,
we have decided they're a year-round fruit.
Totally. In the United States.
So it's banana.
Okay.
Super universal.
Okay.
All right. You go.
So blueberries, I feel like, are interesting because they're sort of a complex fruit. They're not just sweet.
Sure.
They're also kind of sour.
That's true. I do love them for that reason.
Yeah. I feel like of any kind of like in a baked item.
Yep.
I want a blueberry. Like I want a blueberry pancake. Sure. I want a blueberry muffin. I don't want like a strawberry
too
muffin
wet.
Or something else.
But blueberries also are like, they're just ready.
Yes.
They're ready to go.
Totally.
You can pop them in your pocket.
No peeling.
No.
No fuss. No
and
muss.
The distance between a really, really good blueberry and a really, really bad blueberry, pretty short.
Yeah.
Like there's not, like even the washed out huge blueberries, still pretty good.
And I'm also getting behind the blueberry because it's our little nuggets favorite.
Oh.
And so blueberries just have a
number
really...
three. You give it the bronze medal because you care so much about our kid. Congratulations. You want a fucking medal.
They've got a special place in my heart.
Okay. All right. Blueberries are less good than bananas because bananas are, they're like the universal fruit. You can eat them on their own. Or you can blend them into things and then they're just gone into it. They're kind of just become, they don't like, bananas are like, they're like the backup singer that's actually making the music the best thing. Mm. They also have potassium. So if your legs start to seize up and you're on a big hike or something like that, boom, 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 banana in the room. They also come in their own sleeve, jacket, protective condom. Bananas win all day.
Yeah, I would argue to say that bananas,
way cooler looking.
Bananas are grown in a place where we are nowhere near.
Don't care about that.
And so I would argue to say—
We didn't say that these are going to be the most eco-friendly fruits. No, we said, but what's
the
best fruit?
I'm making an argument for why it might— blueberries, I think, are the better fruit for us where we live.
I see what you're saying.
We can grow blueberries in our backyard and have a very small environmental impact.
Okay. Well, I'm not as ethnocentric about the way that I look at my—
I also didn't even speak to the nutrient you value. Didn't.
And that's— And that's true. I don't even know what the— I mean,
well, tons bananas of antioxidants.
So many proteins, and bananas are also good for your like taxes, and bananas also have phytochondria.
How are we going to figure out who actually wins? One of us is going to have to bend?
Or I don't know if anybody—
Is this going to be a vote-in situation?
I think if anybody writes in and says one way or the other, then that person wins. Mm. Yeah, maybe it'll be a social media thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll put a poll.
Maybe for our top ones. Maybe those
maybe
will go
ahead. I could also have— I think there's a way to do polls on Instagram. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we didn't have this fully fleshed out, did we?
I just thought we were just going to talk about each of them and like, yeah, and then you would cave to me probably. Mm.
No, I'm not caving to bananas.
Not caving
although,
to bananas. Okay.
Although bananas I will say I use a lot of banana.
So many.
In what are, because our baby, I would argue to say banana is maybe his second favorite fruit, probably.
I just think when you have blueberries in something, you have— it's like it's a blueberry something. Mm-hmm. Like you have bananas in something and it can be like kind of hidden behind the scenes.
Sure.
Like they're, oh, that's a nice sweet flavor or whatever. And you don't have to say that it's a banana thing.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. But I would then argue to say that blueberries are like the Beyonce. And isn't Beyonce the best?
Yeah, but I just
bananas are a little Kelly Rowland.
I respect the— oh boy. Shots fired.
I actually love Kelly Rowland. So.
I just saw this like Remember the Time, and it was from I think it was the Nelly song, the thing. And she opens up a text message that's like unreturned from her boyfriend. So she's like, fuck him, he's cheating on me or whatever. But she opens up like a crazy cell phone that I don't even remember. It was like you opened it like a little laptop, like this way. It was like a two, like a—
I had the one that slid up.
No, this one opens up like a long ways open. And but she has the— it's like a color screen on it, and she opens up a spreadsheet document. What am I looking for?
Excel?
Yeah. She opens up an Excel document and it's where the text is written. You're like, were you texting in an Excel program in your cell phone? So anyways. Okay. So number three was Rindog Blueberry, me banana. I don't know who wins that one. I mean, I think it's— I don't know how we're going to do this. Okay, cool. All right. Number two, Rindog, go first.
Okay. Number two, I've got kind of a new to me fruit.
Ooh.
And that's passion fruit.
Whoa. Okay.
Passion fruit.
Oh, we did have a passionate moment with passion fruit. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I've never lived in a place that grew passion fruit.
Yeah.
And the last time we were in LA, we had just a love affair. Our friend was growing them in her backyard.
Yeah.
And our baby was relatively new to eating. And so I think passion fruit is the sexiest fruit. It's so pretty, first of all.
Not the outside necessarily.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
They look like shrunken testicles.
I know, but that's so fun. Because then you know what's like.
I mean, figs look like testicles more than.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought, and then there's like that kind of like pinkish hue that
you
can see.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And then opening them up is wild.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like little tiny eggs with seeds. Yeah, I don't know. They're just
caviar.
Yeah, it's a little caviar-esque.
Okay.
And the fruit, I just think, again, like I love that kind of puckery sour flavor.
So
and
sour.
I thought looking at it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be— it's gonna be like coconutty or something.
Right.
It's gonna be all sweet.
Yeah.
And it's so sour forward. And then the little texture that you get when you chew it, I don't know. I just thought it was— I had my mind blown.
Okay.
And I've only had like fake passion fruit
well
high chews or something like that. And so it's like to get the real flavor was exquisite.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing, especially with, I mean, actually all of these categories is a lot of it is about how you're getting it, where you're getting it.
Right? Of course.
Like a banana off of a banana tree. That's so fucking awesome. Like passion fruit off of a passion fruit tree. Yeah. So it's kind of like if you're getting old passion fruit, like it might be garbage. We're talking about like the sexiest versions of all these things.
Yeah.
And also I think kind of like saying passion fruit as one of your options is a little bit like saying I have a girlfriend, but she's in Canada. It's like, okay, like passion fruit, I guess for some people, passion fruit is like a very frequent occurrence.
Sure.
It feels a little bit like saying like my favorite one is, you know, it's this obscure fruit that you can only get in like the Himalayas. Like I'm using basic ass like shit that you can get in any store.
Right, right. Well, I'm just like white Columbusing like, oh man, have you guys heard of passion fruit? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's like, yeah, or it's like, you're like, where's your favorite slice of pizza? And someone's like, oh, like I have a favorite spot that's like two blocks from my house. And the other person's like, I only go to Napoli. And you know, it's like, fuck you. Okay. So mine is, it's a lot of different things, but I think it's this though. So it's a decoupon or like a sumo, you know, one of the big mandarins. Mm. Because I was going to say like clementines or something like that, but they're not my favorite usually. It's just, I think what my favorite thing is, and I love like the decoupons, it sounds whatever, but you know what it is. It's the, you know, it's the mandarin orange. It's got the big bump
the big
on top.
Bump on
like
top.
A navel orange. Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's like it's only kind of certain times of the year. The
winter times.
Yeah.
Isn't it more?
Yeah. And the thing that I love so much about them is they're easy to peel.
Yeah.
You pull off that little outie belly button and then you peel off and they're super easy to peel and they're so juicy.
Yeah.
Like they're crazy orangey flavor, like explosive.
Yeah.
And it fucking kicks. I think I said navel orange. It's not a navel. Like it kicks regular oranges in the dick hard.
Like, well, because a navel orange, if you're not like living in Florida, it's like one in every 10 is good-ish.
God, most of them are dried out like E.T.'s husk of a corpse. Totally. You eat them and it's like, I think I'm just eating like dust, breath, and like
scabs. Well, and it's either, feet. Or it's gotten moldy. Like
it's dense. Someone maybe dropped it and then it's got the like, ugh.
Totally.
Yeah, the decoupons are like, you know, you touch them and they're kind of, you can feel them like shimmying around and under their skin. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're just ready.
And they're orange.
Orange.
They're like the color orange.
Of the chair that I'm sitting in right now.
Yeah.
It is orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like jack-o'-lantern level orange. Yeah. So I won that round. So the
this is becoming a bit like the quiz for those of you that have listened before.
I think for sure.
Mikey's just gonna take every bracket.
Nope. I don't know. Sure. That sounds good.
Cause then what happens? Do like the tops from well, this all is, of
I know,
the
then
things.
They're supposed to, whoever wins, then goes up above. I don't know.
Sports.
I liked the like medieval sports where just the one person just
You
died.
Just wanted to argue.
Well, no, sure. And also I do think that I'm right in almost everything that I say in my life. Okay, number one. And if we don't tie on this one, then we're not supposed to be in a marriage.
Oh, we're not going to tie on this one.
For real?
Oh, 100%.
You're wrong about your answer then.
Well, it's my answer is coming more from the like herbalist in me and I eat these things regularly.
Yeah.
But, and it's a goji berry. And the thing is, you can't fuck with a goji berry.
It's
a fruit that has protein. Which some fruits have but like this is like you could get get like a hefty dose of protein. You get a serious amount of minerals.
Okay.
You get iron. You get zinc.
Great.
Like you also get all the antioxidants that a lot of fruits deliver.
Yeah.
And then they're a part of the Materia Medica. They're like a part of Chinese herbal medicine. I use them a lot. I'm getting so passionate. I'm hitting my microwave.
She's hitting my microphone. That's the problem with our show. She's been recording on a microwave.
Shit. The really cool thing.
I'm gonna get hit here, I think, folks.
Is that goji berries in Chinese herbal medicine, they're one of the, you know, there's like indications for all the herbs, right? Okay. And one of the indications is like it benefits the eyes, right? Mm. And there's now been research done on goji berries, and they found this compound that literally, it's an antioxidant that protects your eyes from UV damage.
Huh.
So like, how did ancient people know that, right? They weren't studying antioxidants.
Okay.
But but it's,
when was
it's,
this is in the Materia Medica. So Materia Medica is what? That's like your DSM 3-4 Chinese medicine.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. So the, you know, it's all of the herbs, you know, and then each herb is in a certain category.
Right.
And then you know, within that category it has things that it does.
Is used for.
Okay. Indications.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like
it's more like a pharmaceutical, whatever their pharmaceutical manual is.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. That makes sense then. Yeah.
And so, you know, because then it's got contraindications and all the things.
And so like, when would that thing, like goji berries being good for your eyes, when would that have been like discovered or written?
I mean, I don't know. Like
thousands of years ago?
Maybe not quite that much, but
that's amazing.
A long time ago.
Okay.
And you know, there was a point, we don't have to get into all this, but you know, there was a point where acupuncture was separated from herbal medicine, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, things just became different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's definitely before this whatever 2015 study found, you know, this antioxidant compound that protects your eyes. And the other thing about goji berries, I make tea from them, right? Along with dates. And it's so sweet. They're so delicious. Uh-huh. And then you can also, I cook them a little bit with like our oatmeal. So they get a little soft, or you can put them in your trail mix and then they're crunchy little nugs.
Yeah.
So it's like in every single form, they're awesome.
See, this is where I'm out. I've had one, like under five pleasurable eating experiences with a goji berry. They all taste like little teeth, like or rat claws or something. It tastes like, I feel like I might be eating poison or small dynamite or something.
You probably were eating shit goji.
Yeah, but this is, I've never had good goji. Like I've never had it fresh, which I don't even, you know, I don't know if it's like.
Gotta go to Asia for it.
Yeah. So I just, So I don't know. I've never had really a good goji experience. They feel like a bad raisin. They feel like as if you took like meat and raisins and mushed them together and then made them bad. Cause they kind of taste like meaty or something.
Well, they have kind of meat properties.
They're super pretty.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, like the color is really gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, mine is lemons.
Oh, right.
I mean, lemons are like the fucking juggernaut of and I think people might say fruits, but like you're not going to eat a lemon. Lemons they're the best for everything. Like everything gets better with a lemon. Like you take a watermelon and you put lemon on a watermelon and suddenly you made watermelon more delicious. Mm-hmm. Cocktails. Fucking not, you know, using it as an acid instead of salt. Mm-hmm. Ugh. I just think lemonade. And like, I don't like lemonade with like 7 pounds of sugar. I like my lemonade like lemons and then a little sweetener.
Right.
Oh, lemons are just like, and I was going to say, like we buy 15 to 20 lemons a week in our house. We're nuts.
Yeah.
I think I said this on the show maybe last week, but I bought lemons and the person at the place was like,
lemonade party.
Having a lemon party. I was like, nope, we're just living. Yeah. So lemons, they win.
Great. Glad that was decided.
One. Okay. What's our next category, Rindog?
Meat.
Okay.
Meat. My number three, meat.
Okay. Oh, and so meats we had to discuss a little bit. Because like there's only so many meats.
Right.
And like if you come in and say fucking alligator or something dumb.
Right.
Like no, there's really, there's like.
We kind of went four with meats. The primary color.
Yeah. Like the meats that everybody's going to
eat. You know, more Western diet.
For meats. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Number three.
Number three for me is chicken.
Oh, number three for me is beef.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't love beef too much. I mean, it's. Uh-huh. And what I'm thinking about in all of these categories is fucking all time like. What is it? Like who performs best in all categories? Who's kind of eaten the most? And I think beef is really, really good. But like when beef is there, it's beef. You know what I mean? Like beef tastes like beef tastes like beef. Or I feel like chicken can kind of like cloak itself, can kind of, it can be chicken, but it can also be like, oh man, like what is this in here?
See, what I'm noticing about a lot of your answers is you're not choosing the Beyoncé's.
I like the subtlety.
Right, right. No, which I feel like.
Not subtlety. I like universality. Because you can have a chicken, like a roasted chicken is like a dope entree, main dish, whatever.
Sure.
But you can also have chicken as like the third ingredient in a soup and it's awesome. You put beef in something and it's like, you're choosing to eat beef chicken.
That's why I love it.
I can kind of go either way.
And chicken for me is...
So chicken's my number one.
The difference between like a good, really good roast chicken and then like a...
whack, wet chicken.
It's really, it's got to be spot on for me.
But are you talking beef though?
Yeah.
Beef is sick when it's sick.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like bad beef is like you have to get your affairs in order. Like you're going to die.
I'm not talking about
but you just said rotten. Bad chicken though. No. But I'm like talking bad chicken about, is bad. No, bad beef is woof.
No, I'm talking about poorly cooked.
No, that's what I mean.
Not cooked liking.
I'm not saying bad. Overdone beef is wild bad.
I mean, I've had for the first, several years of my life, McDonald's hamburgers, which were never cooked properly.
Well,
and they were delicious.
But it's ground beef, though.
Sure.
If it was a different cut of beef.
That's a big part of beef.
But they grind it because it's so whack otherwise. We also had, like, last year... or four years ago at this point, we bought half of a cow.
Yeah.
And we were like, we love beef in our house. And I think both of us, like by the end of like 6 months, we were like, okay, all right, we're going to have beef tonight. We had steaks last night though. Oh, that were wild.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, and a steak is buck wild.
It's also, now we're revealing my number one is what's happening.
My number one is chicken.
Okay.
I like to be 69 though.
And so I think many menstruating, meat-eating folks out there are going to agree with me that I've never once said, damn, I need some fucking chicken. I just bled my face off and I need some chicken.
No, that's 100% right. I will say that when a roasted chicken, like a salted, crispy skin roasted chicken comes to the table, I'm like, there's nothing that makes me feel like I'm home faster than like that or chicken noodle soup or something. But I will say from the craving perspective of like when I need a steak, and I might kill
or
for
when
it.
You need a burger.
Or like, a burger. I know you're right. Shit.
And the other piece too for me is that I've had so many different parts of beef. I've eaten beef heart.
Yeah.
I've eaten beef tongue.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've eaten beef liver and I feel like almost across the board, I've eaten raw beef.
I know. Yeah, right.
Which is like
super good.
Tartare is so fucking good.
You haven't had chicken tartare.
And like all across the board, I've thought, God damn, this is delicious.
There is something to be said about a meat that can be eaten uncooked.
Yeah.
That kind of fucks hard. Oh, so I know what your middle is then.
Yeah.
And it's not pork.
It's not pork.
See, I think pork also though, the thing, if we're talking about like pure universality, pork kind of should be number one. It's probably the most eaten. Well, I think goat is technically the most eaten meat on the planet, maybe, but because they're just like easy to raise or whatever. But I mean, pig is like, you can eat every part of a pig.
Yep. Yep.
Pork is so good.
Yeah.
I think I went for chicken because I was like universality. Like it is used everywhere. It can be in anything. It can be anything. Pork to me though, and it was a number two, a shaky number one for me. Like it was right at the, because pork for me is like, I dream about pork.
Hmm.
Like I dream about bacon. Yeah. I dream about pork chops. Like ribs. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so that's my number two is pork. And then we switched our chicken and beef.
And yeah, and my number two is going to go ahead and be salmon because I feel the same way about pork or about salmon like you do about pork. Like I dream of that yuzu dressed sashimi salmon.
Yeah. No, that's true.
It's so, I just feel like salmon, like a smoked salmon or a cooked salmon or a raw salmon, it's all just so, like it tastes, and here's the other part, right? Is we're buying.
Dude, we live in the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly. Yeah. We're buying local, like incredible, bullfish.
This is a top bottom thing that I think about a lot is like how far it does it is the worst version of it. Oh, like sure. Bad pork is still really good.
Yeah.
Bad salmon, I want to die.
Yep. Yep. Even like frozen, you know,
yeah.
IQF, isn't that called IQF?
Yeah.
Like when it's frozen. That's right away.
Like frozen on the boat. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not that great, but I'm.
Well, but that's what sushi grade is.
Oh.
So sushi grade salmon is
well, means what am I thinking of that's it. Like for like at Natural Grocers,
yeah.
It's in the bag. It's
oh,
frozen.
Well, that can be IQF too, okay. As well. But like, so it's usually like if you're getting sushi that can be, or like salmon that can be eaten raw,
yeah.
It's usually been IQF flash frozen because that right kills away. All the pathogens.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it just, so that it gets it low enough where nothing can live until you can eat it. Where if you're like eating like river fish that's coming straight out of the river,
ooh,
it could make you sick. Can we talk about it?
Which did happen.
So I was thinking, I mean, I've eaten wild caught fish before, like out of a mountain stream or something. It's delicious. So I went to a very, pretty, you know, expensive grocery store in our neighborhood. Rinny wanted to eat poke bowls, so I got wild-caught salmon. And I'm like, it's wild-caught. It was caught, like I can almost see the river where it was caught, right? And I didn't know that element of things. Mm-hmm. I just thought wild-caught, and it's so fresh, it's going to be amazing. I didn't get sushi grade. And we ate poke bowls, and we normally have kind of like a, if we eat something bad, I'll know it first because mm-hmm. I have a faster matriculation. No, what's it called?
Motility.
Mm-hmm. And Rinny will like be like, uh-oh, canary in the coal mine is coming for me. We were both laid out like very quickly. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like we were having diarrhea. It was like we both
felt terrible stomach pain.
It was like stomach pain, white faces, sweating.
Wow.
Woof. Yeah, it was so bad. Yeah. And we both got destroyed by it. Rinny got destroyed kind of almost permanently.
Oh, yeah.
Like your microbiome, right? Or your
gut. Well, I got SIBO after that because it was like, yeah, I mean, it was just a whole thing. So you would think like salmon would not even make my list. But I just, you know, there's some loves that are so forbidden. Strong that you can't let them go.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and the thing is like we...
Like he's falling apart. I'm
losing all my notes here. I got nervous. We have the best access to like the best salmon.
Totally.
We have a place in our neighborhood called Flying Fish and they sell this sushi grade salmon. And especially when it comes from maybe one purveyor, I don't know what it is, but there's one of them that we get. Maybe it's the time of the year, but like it had like the fat, it was the fattiest kind of belly cut. And it was the most beautiful piece of salmon. I should post a picture of that on this week's episode. There was this piece of salmon, which I think we ate half of it, half of it raw, and then we cooked half of it. Mm-hmm. And it was unbelievable. Like it was, it looked like it was like handmade, like a sculpture. Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah, totally. Oh boy. Well, I don't know who wins. That was just a great round for like argument's sake. What we're doing is real sports radio here, everybody.
It sure is.
Because we're just out here for conversations, man. Arguments. Let's wrestle it up a little bit. Okay, so final round, and this is just for funsies. This is treats.
Treats.
So treats, I think I went kind of desserts. Is that where you went?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And so I'll start with my number three. My number three is going to go ahead and be chocolate cake.
It was very closely my number three.
It was your number three?
Yeah.
Is your number three?
Well...
Uh-oh.
See, I had...
Hand-wringing.
I know. I had a battle because what's something I eat literally every night?
Dark chocolate. And
it like finishes my day.
Yeah.
Feeds my soul.
Well, and I
tickles think, my brain.
And I think by arguments of like what is the true superior item, I think you have to say that dark chocolate is the like top because dark
it's
chocolate makes chocolate cake, makes chocolate chip right. cookies, makes, you right, know, whatever. Right. And so it's like maybe it's dark chocolate is the thing.
Yes.
And then it's all of its like lineage.
That's true.
I know. So I went with chocolate cake because it's just like such a classic, you know, primary color. And we just had one at Cafe Ollie in Portland the other night.
So good.
It was like, and they said it was based off the Matilda cake, which I didn't actually know what that was. I know Matilda, the movie, but I couldn't think of it. But dude, it was like,
perfect.
They cut it perfectly. Like it was like so smooth and everything. And then the crumb was like so moist.
Yeah.
And it was like,
perfect ratio, perfect ratio of icing to cake.
Yeah. A chocolate cake is a bit like a steak. Like when I need a slice of chocolate cake, it's like I can be having, it can be a celebratory slice. Had a great day.
Yep.
Closed a big deal.
Won
the big game. Or it can be my dad just died in front of me.
Totally.
From drinking his hot water and cream.
Oh, boy.
Curdled cream. He was executed. But it can be like that, like something really bad just happened and I needed a slice of cake.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, dark chocolate as the base is just... Also, you know, I think nutritionally a lot.
Yeah.
And...
Wait, so what is your number three then?
That's what it is.
It's chocolate cake?
No, it's dark chocolate.
Is number three?
Yeah.
Oh boy, what beat dark chocolate?
Let's see.
I know. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, because okay. I was also thinking like treat, right? Yes, my dark chocolate feels like a treat every day. It's a treat I give to myself
when
every day.
When I watch you eat it though, it's not like you're eating the chocolate. When I watched you eat the chocolate cake the other night, it was like orgasmic bliss.
Totally.
I watch you eating dark chocolate and it's kind of like a homework treat. Like you're kind of
I
know I'm supposed to be doing this for
I don't feel that way about dark chocolate at all. I do appreciate.
I admittedly don't watch you eat it anymore because you do it when I'm putting Riggy to.
I do. I take a moment for myself before I clean the kitchen and I like it. If it's very, it's like a spiritual experience for me. Every time I eat I like break off three squares. Yeah. It's part of my ritual every day and it makes me so, so, so happy.
Three squares. I eat three squares of chocolate before breakfast. Like a 15 square guy.
What's your number two dickhead?
Number two dickhead. It's dickhead actually. It's a great treat. Chocolate chip cookies. Do we tie up?
We tied. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. Nice. And the thing, there's something about, so our wedding, in lieu of wedding cake, we did chocolate chip cookies and brownies. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, I love cake. It's great.
Sure.
But ultimately, you want a chocolate chip cookie.
They're so good.
And the other part is that Rinny and I like the same sort of chocolate chip cookie.
Yes. Give me a super buttery.
Yep.
Like crispy.
A little extra spread on it. So it's got like kind of crunchy edges and then soft in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's I've dated people in the past, not to name names, and I won't, that liked a soft baked chocolate chip cookie. Ooh. And I was like, they might as well have told me that they're like, well, yeah, you know, I don't know. The Nazis kind of did a couple things right. Like I was like, soft baked chocolate chip cookies.
I could eat a soft baked chocolate chip cookie and be like in bliss.
I mean, there's a company here called it's like the wackest name. It's like grandma's old fashioned, whatever. But it's just a tub of like really nice cookie dough.
Yeah.
I can't buy it because if I do, I'll eat it in like one night.
Right.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, fuck so hard.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies, fuck so hard. Chocolate chips on their own, unbelievable.
Totally.
Chocolate chip cookie dough when it's only the like eggs, brown sugar, and flour.
Totally.
Still good. Like every element of it is good on its own. I'm just like, oh, I could just have drops of vanilla like in brown sugar with some chocolate chips in it and be like, yup.
We should maybe make that chocolate chip recipe.
Oh yeah, there was one in Bon Appetit this month. All right, chocolate chip cookies. Maybe they might be blasted to number one, depending on what dumb answer you have for number one.
Well, my number one is a croissant. And here's why. A croissant
It fits in the category. I was going to argue that it wasn't in the category, but it is. Of course it is.
A croissant can be like a savory treat, like think ham and cheese.
Sure.
It can also be a sweet treat, a chocolate croissant.
Sure.
It can also just be a decadent little midday snack.
Yeah.
Think just a regular butter
croissant. For sure.
And I feel like a croissant is the perfect treat. Because of the texture, you're getting a little crunch. Yeah. And it's so beautiful, like a really good croissant, and how like shiny and golden it is on top.
Yep.
And then you're getting this like soft, fluffy, cotton candy like experience on the inside.
Yeah, I will say the crisp to softness ratio is the most amazing in a croissant because it's like glass to the point where you might hurt yourself on the outside.
Yep.
And then it's almost undercooked on the inside.
Yeah.
Like a perfect croissant. This is also one just to revisit the story. A bad croissant is truly bad.
Yes.
A really good croissant is like essential.
Yes.
Cause like I've had those dog shit Costco croissants. Not a croissant, and you should be ashamed to even call it.
Yes.
That. Say it how my dad would say it.
Croissant.
I'm going to go get a croissant. Hey, John, calm the fuck down. Yo, gay Paris is showing. Fuck that.
I also think about foods that I craved when I was pregnant, and for some reason, a croissant was one of them.
Yeah.
And like,
oh my God, you
there's
went
something
so hard.
Really special about that for me, about that top period of my life. And so, croissant just nudged out chocolate chip cookie just by a like. Hair.
I don't want people to say it with a croissant, with a French accent, but I also don't want to have it have happened what happened to the Americanized version of it, which is called,
I don't know.
Going to be a, go ahead and call the crescent roll, because people couldn't say croissant. So they called it a crescent roll. And I was like, God damn it. This is like people saying Lyman, Colorado. They're like, oh, it's Lyman. I mean, like, you mean limon?
Right.
Okay. Number one, ice cream.
Okay.
I mean,
you do love some ice cream,
but I'm not saying that. I'm saying ice cream is the best. It's the best treat.
I disagree.
How many croissant stores are there in the country? How many fucking ice cream? How many people are like, man, I'm so glad we were water skiing all day. Let's go get a. No, they're getting ice cream. Ice cream is fucking amazing. It can become a milkshake. It can be the center of an ice cream sandwich. It can be a cake.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Ice cream is so good. Ice cream can have cookies in it. Oh my God. Totally. It can be soft serve. It can be hard.
Totally.
Ice cream bangs.
Yeah.
You could fill a croissant with ice cream.
It's good.
Oh boy.
About 2 months of the year.
Get the fuck out of here.
When I'm cold in the Northwest and it's raining,
yeah,
the last cream. Thing I want is more cold in my body.
You can melt it and have a hot ice cream sundae.
I would way rather have a chocolate chip cookie, maybe even right out of the oven.
Ice cream is so good. I think ice cream sweeps all these categories. I think ice cream is the best fruit. I think it's the best meat. Ice cream just comes, it's like, done. Me only.
Wow, ice cream won our...
Ice cream wins.
Brackets.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we have one little... Hold on.
Don't do it.
That was a great sports show.
Don't want to do it.
All right, we're just going to do a good note.
Let's end it on a high note.
This is a high note, actually, I think. Because this is a Mikey Quizathon, and I think it's one you can win.
Mm.
This is Rin's top sports moments.
Of which there were many, friends.
So many. Okay, so as with the Quizathons always, I make up questions that only I know the answers to, and then Rin loses the game because she can't guess the answers. But this one is about things that you literally lived through.
Okay.
So all here right. we
well,
go.
Maybe.
Rin's top sports moments. Who was Rin's best coach?
Oh, I mean, hands down, John Coff.
And what was John Coff's saying?
Yes. So he was my little league softball coach. Wonderful human.
Yeah.
And he mostly smacked the balls to us.
With one hand or two hands?
No. Well.
Like he chucked the ball in the air and then hit it.
Chuck the ball in the air and then hit it with the other hand.
Well, one-handed.
Oh, sure.
That's amazing.
Definitely.
That's great.
And he was also smoking. So you're thinking,
on school grounds,
how was he doing that? Because he was using two hands. Nope. John Coff was one of the smokers where it
just hanging out
out of the side of his mouth. And and so none of us were paying any attention. Like, we were all out picking flowers in the field or whatever. And he'd smack the ball and then he'd say, "Rockerhoff." And what he was saying is, watch yourself.
Right.
But I always heard, touch yourself.
Touch yourself. That's great. You're like, excuse me?
Oh, so good.
That is a correct answer.
Yes!
I also would have accepted the coach that cut only two of you from the other team.
Also a softball moment.
Softball.
Maybe had I gotten some practice in Little League.
Yeah. If he had.
John, I'm looking at you.
Maybe if you'd watched yourself a little more.
Exactly.
Or touch yourself, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, Carol Moss would have accepted me and Gentry onto the team.
But she cut, like, of a team of, what, 20 people or something? She just
at
cut
least,
two of
sure.
you?
Sure. Yeah, she cut two.
You guys could have just ridden the bench or gotten water for people.
Happily.
that's mortifying.
It's so mean. And it was back in the day when they post who made the team on the gym door.
Oh, yeah. I can still picture that 100%. Yeah, my fifth grade basketball team was like, oh. The pressure was wild.
Oh, but friends, let me just one little aside.
So good.
The beautiful reward in all of this was that my school was really tiny. I left the gym door and walked by the auditorium, and on the auditorium door, I saw that there were auditions for the school play.
Oh, see?
That next week, which I did, and I got a really great part. Mm. And then for the next 4 years, obviously, for the next 4 years, Othello, actually.
Okay.
For the
appropriate.
yeah, right. For the next 4 years, I did drama club, and it was my family and the sweetest people I've ever met, and it was such a gorgeous, amazing time of my
life. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. No, that's great end of the story. And you got points for that, too.
Nice.
2 points.
God.
You got both of them. Question number two. What was Rin's greatest moment overcoming adversity?
Greatest sports moment?
Yes. Sure. I mean, these are all sports related.
Running a half marathon, even though I had some knee pain.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. No, actually mine was, I'll still give you the answer though. Cause you did it, which was you hated gym class and you worked out a deal with your teacher that if you did a handstand around the whole,
if I could walk on my hands. Yeah.
Around the whole gym that you didn't have to participate in gym.
Correct.
Genius from the gym teacher's perspective too. Why?
Well, because that's like a physical feat that's really challenging.
And you had to like practice and practice and practice. Yes. So you basically were gymming harder than anybody else.
Gymming harder than dodgeballers.
Gymming way harder than dodgeballers. Oh, thank you. So there you got a point for that too. Good job. number three. What did I just say? Oh, Rin's biggest sports win. You're not going to probably get this one because it's a little bit of a stupid way of saying it. What moment... What am I the most proud of you about? What's a sports opinion that you have that I'm very proud of and that you wouldn't think that I might be proud of?
A sports opinion.
Okay. We were living
skiing is the worst.
Yes, exactly. Well, specifically, we were living in Colorado. I'm a lifelong skier. I've been skiing since I was 2.
And, it's a deep passion of hers, actually.
I was like, oh, man, like Rin is going to be, I'm going to get her out here. She's such a good athlete. She's going to be a great skier. She's going to love it. Rin went skiing twice and was like, fuck this. I'm out. And this is while we're living in Colorado where like people were like, what do you mean you don't ski? Like people were looking at her as if she said like, oh, I don't breathe air. And Rin was like, yeah. I don't ski. And people were shocked. And I am bummed that she doesn't ski, but I'm so proud of the way that she doesn't ski, which is like she doesn't ski at you. Like she doesn't ski at skiers. And I think it's fucking awesome. So
did I just win a quiz?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good job.
This is what it feels like.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Feels like I'm eating a croissant.
I didn't think that was, I thought it was gonna be an applause sound effect. All right. Well, that was great. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations to all of us, actually, for going through the sports world that we just did. It was
for sure.
We all got smarter because of it. We love you guys. Reach out.
Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com or easier at MikeyandRin on Insta.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. We'll post some fun stuff this week. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, meat, for being so delicious. Thank you, treats, for being so treatful. And thank you, fruits, for being
so fruity.
Rudy. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ta-ta.